Today we'll Be'ezer Hashem begin the fourth parak in Lundaf, Lamed Zayin of Masechta Zvachim. Some of the topics we learned about include Kol HaNetan LaMizbeach HaChitzen SheNosan B'Matana Achas Keeper. For all karbonos that require Shtei Matana Shein Arba L'Ketchila, the blood must be thrown twice on the two opposite corners of the outer Mizbeach and the Azara, the corners of Marabas Deraimis and Mizrachat Savainis. Nevertheless, B'Dievet, if the blood was thrown only once, the kapara is accomplished. The leftover blood of any carbon after Zerika must be poured onto the foundation of the Mizbeach. Matana, the blood of a chatas is applied onto the four corners of the Mizbeach. Zerika, the blood of Eila, Shlamim, Ba'asha must be thrown onto the Mizbeach from a distance. Shvicha, the blood is to be poured from close by. The machlik is regarding Netanim, Bezerika, Shenesanim, Beshvicha. If for kabbanis that require Zerika, they did Shvicha, was the kapara accomplished? The machlik is regarding Maisru Pesach, whether they require Zrika or Shvicha. The sources for Tumuras Maisru Pesach ain't a kreva. If the Kedusha of Maisru Behema or Pesach was transferred onto a chulin animal, it may not be sacrificed in the Beis HaMikdash, but rather, the Tumura must be put to pasture until it receives a mum, and then its meat is eaten by the owner.